This is Mac OS Ken.
A questionable post from Barron's, a slew of small updates from Apple, and Ford is not fond of CarPlay Ultra. It is Tuesday, the 30th of September, 2025. I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from Mac OS Ken, brought to you by yours truly and sponsored by Insta360's brand new Go Ultra, a tiny hands-free 4K camera. Go Ultra today at store.insta360.com with promo code MacOSKEN. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more in that your support at patreon.com/MacOSKEN. So Barron seems to have wanted to write a negative story about Apple. Don't ask me why, I don't know, but seems like that's what they wanted to do. The story has Jefferies analyst Edison Lee indicating that early strength on iPhone 17 orders could now be fading. Quoting his note, "While iPhone 17 series initial sales momentum was strong, our tracking shows it has been cooling off as delivery lead time has been generally falling. In particular, the U.S. remains the weakest market among the six we track." His note went on to say that that was across all four model variants. "This is consistent with our view that many consumers bought a new iPhone in the June quarter due to tariff concerns." He's got a hold rating on Apple shares and a price target of $205.82, according to Barron's. Site goes on to point out that that price target suggests the potential for a nearly 20% fall from current levels. Now, all that happened. Lee wrote his note. Lee has a still wacky-sounding price target. Had the story ended there, I'd say they were writing up a negative note, which is not a negative take. But I guess they either wanted balance or wanted the appearance of balance. Pointing out that not everyone is as worried about or down on Apple as our Mr. Lee. The piece has JP Morgan analyst Samik Chatterjee saying lead times actually look pretty strong to him. Quoting his note, "Across all regions we tracked, trends were largely similar, including largely stable lead times for most of the lineup, except lead time moderation for iPhone Air, all of which taken together solidifies our view that in aggregate, demand for iPhone 17 series is tracking ahead of iPhone 16. Now that was three paragraphs for the upbeat Chatterjee to seven devoted to Mr. Lee. Chatterjee has an overweight rating on Apple's shares. Want to know his price target? Not going to find it in the Barron's post, but I'll tell you because I'm nice. Last I saw, it was $280, which suggests quite the upside from current levels. Oh, and I forgot to tell you the headline. Apple stock is on a roll, but this data show iPhone 17 sales losing momentum." Barron seems to have wanted to write a negative story about Apple. Maybe for the clicks and giggles. Apple let fly with a ton of tiny updates on Monday. Mac Rumors starts us off with the release of iOS and iPadOS 26.0.1. As had been speculated, the iOS update took care of a number of issues specific to Apple's latest round of iPhones. They included the temperamental Wi-Fi and Bluetooth thing, a problem where some could not connect to a cellular network after updating to iOS 26. Kind of a big deal, that one. The LED photo problem, a problem where app icons might appear blank after adding a custom tint, and a problem where VoiceOver might be disabled after updating to iOS 26. Again, kind of a big deal, that one. iPadOS 26.0.1 fixes the VoiceOver thing. It also addresses a bug that could cause the floating keyboard to change positions unexpectedly, according to the piece. macOS Tahoe 26.0.1 does something pretty neat. Another piece from Mac Rumors says it fixes whatever was keeping the Mac Studio powered by M3 Ultra from moving to Tahoe. A failed hardware check was causing macOS Tahoe installation attempts to be aborted, according to the piece. Now, all better. Like a vein of gold or Gristle. There was one security fix running through many of Monday's updates, though not all of them. The aforementioned iOS, iPadOS, and macOS updates all addressed a security vulnerability tied to Font Parser. Of course, not everybody's made the move to blank OS 26. Rather than leave them exposed, a piece from 9to5Mac says Apple on Monday released iOS and iPadOS 18.7.1. On the Mac side, the company also addressed the Font Parser issue with macOS Sequoia 15.7.1 and macOS Sonoma 14.8.1. But of course, there was more. Back to Mac rumors, where we find Apple releasing watchOS 26.0.2, tvOS 26.0.1, and visionOS 26.0.1. It's always funny when watchOS is out of sync. The piece says that one's a tiny step ahead thanks to an earlier watchOS 26.0.1 update released to add messages and Find My support to the Apple Watch Ultra 3 in Mexico. According to Apple's release notes, according to Mac rumors, the software provides bug fixes and important security updates. Not 100% accurate there, at least not as far as acknowledged vulnerabilities. Tripping over to Apple's security updates page, neither the watchOS nor tvOS updates have published CVE entries. VisionOS 26.0.1 does, though. The same singular font parser problem addressed by several of Monday's other .dot releases. The Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, has pulled something of a boner. Apple Insider says the commish seemingly leaked schematics for the iPhone 16e, despite Apple specifically requesting for them to be confidentially held. I'm not sure about the use of the word seemingly, though. The report says the file in question was a 163-page PDF showing the electrical schematics for the device. That file was actually accompanied by the cover letter to the FCC from Apple saying, "Hey, let's just keep this between us. Cool." I'll admit I sort of wondered why this was a big deal. I mean, the phone's out there. Competitors could just buy a few, take them apart, and see what's inside. Probably with tools from iFixit, or maybe even from Apple itself. Apple Insider addressed that, saying the schematic provides Apple's own knowledge on the construction without any guesswork on the matter. Sounds like the file was still posted as of yesterday's Apple Insider piece. The report said then that the FCC had yet to actually act on the discovery of the release nor comment about the disclosure. Of course, the piece also pointed out that pulling the schematic down wouldn't do any good at that point, since interested parties would have already downloaded, copied, and disseminated the information. More news in a moment, but first a word from today's sponsor, Insta360, and their brand new Go Ultra, a tiny, hands-free 4K camera. We talked yesterday about letting your imagination fly with Go Ultra. Because it's really small and really light, and can mount anywhere you can stick a magnet, and capture the planet. But what do you do with that 4K video? Well, Insta360's flow state stabilization makes active video smooth as can be. Yes, even shot from your hat or your handlebars. And Insta360's AI algorithms know how to listen, minimizing background noise and clarifying the sounds you want people to hear. It is a palm-sized 4K powerhouse. Small, versatile, and packed with potential. So if you're ready to go ultra, head to store.insta360.com to check it out. Then the first 30 people to buy using promo code MacOSKen get a free set of sticky tabs. They let you mount Go Ultra where magnets won't do the trick. The first 30 people get a free set with your Go Ultra purchase at store.insta360.com using promo code MacOSKen. Show the world what you see the way you see it. Get the Insta360 Go Ultra at store.insta360.com and use promo code MacOSKEN. Another big name news source has turned up in Apple News Plus. 9 to 5 Mac says the Washington Post is now in the mix, included at no extra cost. That said, you do have to be a paid subscriber to News Plus to get access. That'll run users $12.99 per month. It's also included in the Apple One Premier Bundle at $37.95 per month. News that might frustrate some Apple fans: the CEO of Ford isn't really into CarPlay Ultra. The car maker is still down with basic CarPlay, but a piece from Apple Insider has Ford CEO Jim Farley telling the Wall Street Journal's Joanna Stern that CarPlay Ultra, as it stands right now anyway, isn't for Ford. Speaking on the Decoder podcast, Farley said, "We don't like the execution in round one of Ultra, but we're very committed to Apple. However, I think Apple has to make a big decision. Do they want control of the entire experience inside a vehicle? If Apple wants to do that," says Farley, "I think we're going to have a tough time with that, because then the digital experience gets really messy and we'll have to decide between Google and Apple." The piece makes it seem that Farley likes Google's autotainment system more than Apple's at this point. But if Google tries to take over the car, he'll have a problem with that too. Apple Insider has Farley saying, "We just want it to be easy for customers, but if those companies want to control the vehicle, I think that's a bridge too far." Now, this is the kind of thing that not only makes me want an Apple Vision Pro, but also makes me think that affordable AR that's not from Facebook will be a computing game changer. Upload VR has word of an app for Apple's headset called Caradise? Caradise. I'm going with Caradise because, yeah, it's all about cares. I'm sorry, cars. The app's developer describes the app as a spatial car museum, and it comes with three for free. Basically, the app lets you put these high-end machines in your space, either in miniature or full size. The cars are rendered in very high detail, according to the report, and as a shared space app, are realistically lit based on your real environment's ambient lighting. See, that's the thing. I don't personally care that much about cars, but I love the idea of putting data and models that don't actually exist seemingly in your actual space. If cars are your jam, though, this app gets even cooler. For each car, the piece says, you see a window detailing its history and stats and a gallery of 3D photos of the vehicle in real life. As for what cars they are, Caradise comes with three for free: Alfa Romeo Tipo 33 Stradale, Aston Martin Vanquish, and Bugatti Type 57 SC Atlantic. Pay $6, get six more cars, including Jaguar XKSS, Jeep Wrangler, Mercedes-Benz 300 SL, Porsche 356A Speedster, Porsche 959, and Volkswagen Beetle. Made exclusively for Apple Vision Pro, Caradise is available now in the App Store for Vision OS. Apple Music has announced the headliner for the Super Bowl 60 halftime show. Cult of Mac says three-time Grammy winner Bad Bunny will headline the event. Super Bowl 60 is scheduled for Sunday, the 8th of February, 2026, at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. And finally today, Apple's next Mick Herron series has a trailer. You may remember talk a few weeks back of a new Apple TV Plus series starring Emma Thompson and Ruth Wilson. The detective series, called Down Cemetery Road, now has a trailer, as I said. The Associated Press release describes the show, saying, "When a house explodes in a quiet Oxford suburb and a girl disappears in the aftermath, neighbor Sarah Trafford becomes obsessed with finding her and enlists the help of a private investigator, Zoe Boehm. Zoe and Sarah suddenly find themselves in a complex conspiracy that reveals people long believed dead are still among the living, while the living are fast joining the dead. But the dead are living, so it should be cool, right? Oh, I guess they actually die. Anyway, Wilson plays the neighbor, Thompson plays the detective. If the show does well, you can expect to see more of Thompson. The series is based on the Zoe Boehm novels written by Meg Herron, author behind the Slow Horses series of novels. The first two episodes of Down Cemetery Road hit Apple TV Plus on Wednesday, the 29th of October. The series will run through the second week of December. The trailer is up now on YouTube. macOS Ken, brought to you by me and sponsored by Insta360's Go Ultra. Go Ultra today at store.insta360.com with promo code macOSKen. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOSKen. Advertising handled by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macOSKen at mastodon.social. You can also send me an email, info@macOSKen.com. Until next time, that is news from macOS Ken. I'm Ken Ray.
It's still sunny.